British director Steve McQueen, best known for his Oscar-winning film 12 Years a Slave, has a new project. It's called Small Acts, and it's a five-part look at West Indian immigrants living in London. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says this collection of films, the first of which debuts on Amazon Prime Video today, is a massive cross-cultural achievement.
Mangrove, the first film in Steve McQueen's Small Acts collection, presents a curious question. When is a restaurant more than just a restaurant? When it's a community institution.
This really my home from home now. And everybody in the community say that they need this place too. This make me happy.
That's a regular customer of the Mangrove, a Caribbean restaurant in London's Notting Hill neighborhood in 1968. The owner, Frank Critchlow, played by Sean Parks, was an immigrant from Trinidad who opened the restaurant to serve West Indian food and wound up creating a haven for black immigrants unwelcome in white-owned establishments. But there was one problem. Unwanted attention from the police.
You serving drinks without a license?
We're drinking blasted tea.
You're breaking the law of this country.
I open this place for people to come and go no matter who they are.
And that's all well and good. You see, you people, you come over here with your bright clothes, you sleep with our women, mate, like you're a big shot. It isn't happening. Not on my watch.
McQueen, the first black filmmaker to win an Oscar for Best Picture as the director of 12 Years a Slave, co-wrote the script for Mangrove. It tells the real-life story of the trial which ensued after Critchlow and local activists protested repeated police raids designed to shut the place down. It also expertly sets up themes explored in the rest of the Small Acts films. The struggle by black immigrants and their children against police brutality. Their fight against white British racism. The tension between adapting to a new home and holding on to a bit of the old one. The second film, dropping next Friday, is Lovers Rock. The third, Red, White, and Blue, features Star Wars co-star John Boyega as a young black man who drops a career as a scientist to become a police officer, even after his father is unfairly beaten by white officers and confronts him over his choice.
You're supposed to take what you learn and show Allah we are different way.
Isn't that what you taught us? Isn't that what you drilled into us? Study every hour, God said. Don't leave the house or mix with the black kids. You made us feel like we could be a part of everything. You wanted us more British than the British. At least this way, Dad, I can change things. Dad, seriously, what do you think I am?
I really don't know.
These films are an immersive, emotional experience. In Mangrove, you laugh one moment as the Mangrove's patrons spill out of the restaurant into an impromptu street party, and you're angry the next as white police officers play cards to decide who will yank a random black person off the street for an unprovoked beating. McQueen casts well, also enlisting Letitia Wright, who plays Wakandan scientist Shuri in the Avengers movies, but here she plays a young member of the Black Panthers focused on protecting the Mangrove.
The Mangrove is now a focal point for black people to come and sit, talk, and exchange views. That is a rare and precious gift.
Damn right, and that Betty made the best roti.
The title Small Axe comes from an African proverb. If you are the big tree, we are the small acts. These films live up to that sentiment, chopping away at ignorance and indifference to the black immigrant experience in Britain in a compelling and exhilarating way. I'm Eric Deggans.